Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank NA or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
That was actually the biggest stressor. I wasn't even like thinking about the nikah. The biggest stressor was the proposal.
I was stressed for the proposal.
See? There you go.
Is this thing on?
Is everything on? Are we back? Are we back?
Now we really are dusting off the car. I think now we're back for like a week.
Yeah. Actually, low-key, there's a lot going on, clearly.
Listen, I know we said 2024 was the year of consistency, but the cat's out of the bag, finally.
Finally.
Now y'all know why we've been so dodgy. You're just like, so I did a thing.
You know,
Amir is officially taken.
I should change my Instagram name to Amir is taken.
You should.
We've been joking about that for like years.
I know.
I think it's finally time.
I know. Oh my gosh.
I know it's hot. By the way, we brought the Dallas Heat with us.
You guys, this episode is going to be our inner thoughts for the entire weekend that we were in Dallas.
It was, and my week in Cancun.
And like leading up to it and just like all the times that we've potentially almost slipped up. Yep. And like, you know what's crazy is we actually talked about the time that Amir met his now wife.
Yeah, this has literally been like, I think Nabat actually reminded me, it has literally been a year in the making.
Yeah, on
like,
the Monday.
Like from Saturday, from when I got my nikah done.
Yeah.
To like... it was like a Saturday.
Was it Sunday?
Oh shoot! It was almost like a year and maybe a day or something from when we met to when we actually got married.
Yeah, which is so crazy because I'm remembering that episode where we were talking about the mix and mingle. If you guys remember, we were talking about the mix and mingle, and that's where Amir met Hanan.
Yeah, and actually,
full circle moment.
It wasn't even like we met then. But technically, we didn't even start talking till like a week or a couple weeks after that. That's why I think even in that video, I can't remember exactly what I said, but I think I said there's like some potentials or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, things progressed as they do.
By the time we filmed that, I think it was a week later, though.
Oh, was it? Okay. So then, I don't know where I was in timeline.
Like it was still like new, still fresh. Still like fresh. He didn't know, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
But we definitely recalled some moments. And so.
But I just spoke to her right now.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to give all the details.
No, we're going to
wait. We're going to wait till the vlog comes out and possibly, inshallah, you know, if she ever wants to come on here.
Yeah, everyone's been asking. Actually, so some people DM'd us and thought that you were moving to the States and that we were going to stop the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you really think that's going to happen?
I'm Toronto till I die, okay? Actually, I can't say that for sure because, you know, literally the one thing, it's even starting to get annoying at this point.
Uh-huh.
Every single person I've told that I'm getting married to a girl from America, they're like, oh, so you're moving? I'm like, no, I'm staying here. And their next question is always, why? You should move there. Like almost every single older person, sometimes even the young people are like, no, you should move there. Like, what are you doing, man? There's a lot more opportunity there. Because for me, I guess... I just feel like both me and Hannah, we have spoken about this, okay? We're city people, man. We like that, you know, that urban lifestyle.
You like the metropolitan vibes.
Yeah, you can't really get that in Dallas, man.
Dallas is like a giant suburb, it feels like.
Exactly, exactly. Like, there's no incentive to walk anywhere. You know, I'm not going to shit on Dallas, but I'm just saying, you know?
Maybe you could walk in, like, the winter time. You would enjoy walking because it's not as cold as it is here.
Yeah, because there's summer. Like their heat, that was literally like leading up to the nikah. Our biggest concern, or even my biggest concern, was literally the amount of sweat and how hot it would be.
Can I tell them all the prep that we've done before leading up to the
nikah? Oh yeah, we were buying up everything, man.
So literally, like, I'm pretty sure our entire family invested in those like little hand fans. We actually have one on the floor here.
Yeah, where is that?
The one that looks like headphones. Yeah. This thing.
This is us the whole week, just with all these fans on.
Like the,
you just hear this going off in the background the whole time.
I had my fake Dyson fan that I got online, and everyone was like, "Oh my god!" Like, I swear that fan was passed around, but it was so strong, and it just like it did the job. You know what I mean? Oh my god!
I know, my bad.
It did the job, and then I was started to get ads. I guess because we kept talking about like, "Oh my god, we're gonna like, how are we gonna wear makeup? Mm-hmm. How is Amir gonna survive?" If you guys know, Amir is like a chronic sweater miskin. It's in our family. I feel like everyone on our mom's side.
It's mainly on my face.
Yes.
And my armpits.
So I got this ad lower back. From, I think it's called My Carpe or Carpe.
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 Yeah.
And it was like deodorant that stopped you from sweating, but also like a face moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Amir, you should order this. And this was like maybe a month before.
Yeah.
So Amir ordered it and basically had to test it out beforehand to see if it was actually worth it. Mm-hmm. And I think it worked, right? What's your review?
Yeah, it worked for the most part. Like, I don't think... Actually, yeah. I didn't really worry about sweat. I didn't have that much armpit sweat.
Yeah.
So, alhamdulillah, it actually worked out. But one thing they don't tell you, or one thing to keep in mind, is that Carpe, like, there's two things. First off, when you're applying it, Carpe, it's not an immediate, like, you put it on and it starts working. You have to... I think it suggests you have to be wearing it for, like, a week straight to get the full effects of it. So, you have to be constantly putting it on every 24 hours. It says typically to put it on like before you go to sleep or after taking a shower before you go to sleep, just so for the next day it's kind of in full effect.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you don't put it on in the morning.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah, because when you put it on when you put it on and then go outside immediately, it doesn't have its full effect.
Gotcha.
It has to kind of like settle in. And then the second thing is read the fine print when you're purchasing it, because... I was like, this was like maybe a few weeks after, maybe a month after I had ordered it and I was already testing it. And I saw like some charges come on my account. Like, I already bought it. Why are they charging again, right? Mm-hmm. I went on there, and apparently when you buy it for the first time, if you're not reading the fine print, they're going to put you on a subscription plan and immediately start purchasing it for you. So yeah, that was a whole ordeal. Immediately I like canceled it. But I was going to get another one possibly anyway, so it kind of worked out anyways. But yeah, just keep that in mind. But you know, we're not getting sponsored by them, so I'm not gonna, you know.
I know. Just, you can also try Loom.
Yeah, exactly. There are other products, but you know, in case you want to sponsor us, Carpe. I'm just saying, you know?
Hit us up because it's summertime in Toronto.
Exactly.
You know, support us.
And it's hot. We're sweating right now. We could have your face cream on right now. Exactly. Would stop us from sweating.
Exactly.
Just saying.
But yeah, so that was about a month before, and. Every time Amir has ever taken a trip, it was to go and see Henna.
Oh yeah, for the most part, when I was leaving.
Every time we've had to take a break, it was because he was. But honestly, like the trips were never long enough that we missed an episode, was it?
No, I think. Once. I think.
Oh, yo, it fully. That's never happened before.
Where were you talking about?
The preparation leading up to the nikah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, all the trips that I was taking to go and visit. That definitely. But we didn't. Yeah, I don't think we missed a lot of podcasts because of that.
Yeah.
So we kind of covered that up pretty quickly. Honestly, the hardest part of this whole even year building up to it was like avoiding all the questions.
Yeah, some of y'all. I don't know. Like, okay, I feel like if you follow us on TikTok.
Yeah.
We were really good with consistent with doing our TikTok lives. Mm-hmm. And some of y'all were.
Yeah, I think at one point I just told people on TikTok live, like, yeah, I'm taken. Like, yeah. I'm talking to someone, that kind of thing.
Amir eventually was like, I'm sick of the questions, so I'm just going to tell them.
Yeah.
And so it was like our little secret, I think.
Oh, yeah, for like the TikTok live people.
Yeah, they actually like kind of held it down. Yeah. So I respect that. And then like a couple weeks before.
Oh yeah, we found, so it was, you know, funny. I'm gonna call out Hanan, one of Hanan's cousins. I'm not gonna say exactly who, but you know who you are, okay? There was someone who, you know, when you're leading up to a nikah, the family will know, right? Mm-hmm. They gotta get invited, whatever. And, you know, some overzealous, and I knew that they were younger too, and it was confirmed that they were younger. Some overzealous cousins started going in our comments, both YouTube and TikTok, straight up saying like, yeah, he's getting married to my cousin, like straight up.
And on Aisha's channel too.
Yeah, and Aisha's channel, vlog. Everything. Just straight up just blasting it everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, so that ain't right, okay? Snitches get stitches for a reason, okay? It's the same for that. Watch, next time I see you, you'll see.
No, it was funny. I'm playing. I know, not you threatening a whole child. Like, don't do that.
I'm playing.
But yeah, so, you know, those, if you knew, you knew. And then I think people started to catch on, like, once they saw that we were all collectively traveling to Dallas. And then, you know what the funny part was?
What?
Was that we told all the cousins, like, hey, guys, we'll let Amir and Hanan be the first to, like, post their photos on Instagram. And then everyone else can start posting.
Even though I never post, I still haven't posted anything.
I know. I think you like reposted one thing.
Yeah, I'm so bad at TikTok. I still have 100+ messages to go through on Instagram.
Yeah, I answered some of them for you.
No, but not only on there.
Oh, on your personal one?
On my own personal one, yeah.
Yeah, that like.
There's a lot.
I lost my train of thought. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So we were like, okay, nobody posts until they do. So everyone's like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And then I think two of our friends didn't get the memo. So they posted it.
Oh, yeah.
They posted it first. And then
at that point, it was just like the doors are open. It's like everybody.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, all right, guys, feel free. Post what you want.
Yeah. We didn't care at that point. So we just let it go out there. But even building up to it, like a month, months up or weeks ahead of it, we were talking about like strategies for how we were going to make it work. It. Like, how are we going to announce it? Should we film like a cousin connection video first, come out with that, then everybody comes out with it? And then after like the nikah actually started happening and people were posting about it, we're like, whatever, just start posting about it, guys.
We'll still post a vlog because you'll get to see it from
we vlogged the whole thing,
Amir's perspective,
or at least I vlogged the whole thing. I was kind of busy.
You clearly vlogged a little bit.
What
you did a little bit?
Did I
a little bit, like in the beginning before the nikah, leading up to it?
Did I?
Yeah,
I literally can't remember.
You said you did.
Did I?
Yes, leading up to it. Okay, whatever. He'll salvage whatever footage we have. But yeah, so that's our news. Well, Amir's news, really. I'm just claiming it as mine. It's the collective channel
news.
Exactly.
Because it was something that we had to like talk around. And like eventually it came to the point where even for the last podcast we did.
That was all we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, because the reason we had to do it outside is because we were running around getting stuff ready for the nikah, right?
Yeah.
And weeks leading up to, like, just the topics we had to cover, like, I was so nikah-brained, like, just thinking about getting that done and organizing all that I couldn't even think about what I wanted to talk about on the podcast.
I know, like, the last episode, honestly, I wasn't even planning to talk about the car, but we were like, we need something to talk about. Like, Sara, give me something. So I was like, fine. Yeah,
when your whole life is revolving around a certain thing, but you can't talk about that thing.
I know.
So it was whatever. We're past all that now. We can actually like talk.
Go back to regular.
Normally, yeah.
Scheduled programming. Mm-hmm. Now Amir's going to be like, my wife. Everyone keeps asking me, like, what is it like seeing Amir, like, in love and married?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Honestly, okay, so I have to tell y'all, because, like, I feel like we knew about it from the very beginning because we saw you guys meet. And so it was kind of just, like, watching that blossom. It's like we knew, so it wasn't as much of a shock to us as it was to like.
It was like a slow build up to it. So you kind of, it's not like a like you mentioned, like a shock. Like you were getting used to it over time.
Exactly, and then you know, like obviously, like we see each other every single week, so we're a part of each other's lives. I supported him throughout, you know, finding the ring, the proposal, like all of it. We were kind
of.
Should
I talk about the ring process?
Yeah, you learned a lot, I feel like. You should.
Oh,
that was
my God, the ring process. That was a whole thing.
Tell us about
that. That was a whole thing, man. You know, anything for my wife, guys. You know? She's going to listen to this. Being like,
she's going to be like, that was so cheesy of you.
Not only that, but it's a whole process. So, like, it was, I think, like a multiple months. It was like 2-3 months of work, essentially, right?
Yeah.
But the main thing was, like, finding the right ring, because like it was we didn't want, you know, we're not typical, you know, we're gonna get diamond, whatever, right? We went for a good old goal, like blue sapphire, specifically like a.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What do you call it? Periwinkle sapphire. So it's just like very specific things that I wanted for her. So we got like a custom designer
source.
Yes, that was a big part of it. Part of the ring was making sure that it was ethically sourced.
Yeah.
So I made sure to like go on, you know, my Reddits, and I searched up local guys who do like rings for us. We found a guy named from a company, or he owns a company called Malleable. And he worked with us to kind of like make sure that we got exactly what we wanted. Mm-hmm. But the hardest process was just finding the exact emerald or the exact sapphire that we needed.
We looked at so many stones, like so many stones,
hundreds of stones,
to like the point where I'm like, they all look the same.
Yeah, for real.
But then we finally, I think it was like a week or two before Australia, right?
Yeah, literally.
When Amir found like the, was it you who found it?
No, that's the thing. I found, like, we found the things that we kind of narrowed it down to.
Yeah.
And then the guy from Malleable, he's like, one second, I think I got something that you like would like.
Yeah.
And then he presented it, and immediately when I saw it, I was like, that's exactly
what that was the one for. That you sent to us, right? Yeah.
So all the searching we did, and he's the one, you know, he's a professional. He knows what he's doing, right?
Exactly.
But I think it helped that we gave him a bunch of examples of exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
And like what we initially was looking for changed over time.
Yeah.
After we got more information. Shout out to Hanan's sister. She's okay with me saying her name on here.
Yeah.
Zinyat. I said that right. I said that right, okay? Don't say I said that wrong. Everyone, you know, background people know what I mean by that, but she definitely helped with, like, you know, telling me what Hanana
has basically
been
gave you like
up.
Exact specifications, measurements, like
exactly
all of it. So she made it very easy for Amir to look for it.
Yeah. So inshallah, when Hanan is here, she can actually show it off one day. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe she wants to keep it herself. I don't know. She's posted it somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, but maybe she'll post it.
That was a whole process in itself. Finally, we got that done, and the turnaround was pretty quick. And then
I was nervous.
What?
Because remember when we did that like meeting with him and Gizman was here, and he was like, "When do you need it by?"
Oh yeah, and he's like 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah, and we were like, this was like right before Australia, so we were nervous because we were going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was like, Amir, tell him June 15th because the nikah was going to be
in July.
July, like the first week of July.
Well, we need like some time.
Yeah, I was like, we might need some time. Like, what if you want to propose? And what if it's not her size? Like, let's just have it ready like 3 weeks before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he surprised you. He surprised me too. Shit. Mm-hmm. He got it done less than
He got it done very quickly.
Yeah,
so, and it
came out beautiful,
perfectly.
Like, exactly. Mashallah, honestly, with the little light up box too. And I first thought, I was like,
oh no, the light up box is me.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah. I actually have been holding on to that box for years.
Oh, you had it from time.
I don't know if it was Gizman's, I mean Aisha's, or or I think it was Aisha's, I'm not sure, but I just found that box like years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, keep this just in case.
Stop, that's cute. I
was surprised the light still worked.
Well, yeah, if you don't open it as much,
then. Yeah, I guess so, but you know, sometimes batteries, they die over time, that
true
kind of thing. So
true.
I thought it may not work. I might have to do like some work on it to make it work, but it worked immediately, thankfully. And I got to present it actually to Hanan.
Yeah,
that was actually the biggest stressor.
Why?
Leading up, I wasn't even like thinking about the nikah. The biggest stressor was the proposal. getting the proposal right.
I was stressed for the proposal. See?
We were getting that whole thing done, because like we were planning it like maybe like a month or two months ahead, something like that.
Yeah.
But like things were changing. We like rented a place initially, and then literally like 2 weeks before, we're like, this place is not gonna work. We gotta find a new place. And shout out to Nabat, she opened her home for us so we can make it, you know, a nice surprise.
It was like a group project.
Exactly.
It started off with like a very simple idea, like, oh, let's get like a downtown Airbnb.
Yeah.
We'll put up some cute photos.
Yeah.
And then a sign. Then we got the Airbnb. The Airbnb was actually really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It just didn't fit our overall vision. Yeah. And the ceilings were so high that
it would have made it hard to like.
If y'all know me and Nabat, we're a little shorties here. And I was not about to climb a 6-foot ladder. Mm-hmm. So we were like, Amir, we might need to like switch it up. Yeah. So I remember, I think we were in the car driving somewhere, and I was like, let's just ask Nabat if she's down to use her place.
Yeah.
So we literally moved all of the furniture in Nabat's place.
Mm-hmm.
And little by little, it kind of just turned into this. Are we allowed to show photos? I feel like we're describing it.
Show photos.
Like, of the setup.
Oh, that's Canaan. But yeah, okay. We'll see if we can show photos.
So I was scrolling through TikTok one day and I saw this video of like what looked like floating flowers as a backdrop. And I was like, oh, we have to do this. So I literally found a picture, screenshot it, and I sent it to Amir and Nabat. And I was like, you guys, we have to make this come to life. And they were like, yeah, it's cute. And I'm like, no, it's stunning. Like, we have to do it. And honestly, I was so nervous because I did not know how we were going to pull it off.
Yeah.
But like, it succeeded my expectations.
But little did we know.
Oh, yeah.
That hanging flowers, like that setup of hanging flowers.
Yeah.
Literally would take us until like four o'clock in the morning.
Amir, myself, and Nabat stayed up until 4 a.m. the night before the proposal, basically just like setting up this whole thing. And like if we're able to show the photos, like I would say it's a pretty elaborate setup. Like, okay, it was an experience, if you will. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The thing for me was like I wanted to tell a story.
Yeah.
You know, I needed to like, it can't just be like, oh, nice presentation, do thing, proposal, all that stuff. Like, I wanted to tell a story, right?
Walk us through the journey of the proposal, like the atmosphere.
So like initially my thoughts were like, okay, I want to like show something, representation of our journey together. You know, first not initially it starts as we're babies, you know, growing up, you know, innocent, whatever, and then, you know, when we first meet, and then building up to that, and the places we went to and visited together, visit each other. And then finally, like, the culmination being like us together, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the proposal area would be.
Right.
So like, I was like, you know, we got to get hanging streams from the building or from the roof or the ceiling with like held up by balloons. And, I printed out photos. I got like baby photos that she had sent me a long time ago. And some maybe from her sister as well. I can't remember. She sent some too. Yeah. I think she sent me a couple. And I printed them out at Walmart on, like, you know, your classic paper. And then on, like, some of the photos on the back of them, I wrote, like, a nice message for them.
I have to tell you guys.
Which,
when Amir was writing this, mind you, it's, like, 3 a.m., okay? Mm-hmm. He's writing all the things. And they're like, oh, what are you writing? Like, we want to know. He's like, guys, it's a secret. I'm like, how is it a secret? We're literally here with you in the trenches.
It was only for her eyes only, okay?
So we literally pressured him. We were like, share what you wrote. And then he was like, no, you guys can't read it. And I'm like, that's fine. We'll be back. Nah. I'm like, we'll be back in the morning. You won't be here. And then he was like, basically, he said it in Arabic, but like, if you fear Allah, he won't read it. And we, like, if y'all know, back in the day, you would say this to your siblings, like, if you fear Allah, he won't eat my last Oreo cookie. It was like one of those. And I looked at him like, how dare you? Why would you say that? So then we laughed it off. Then later he ended up telling us, like, okay, fine. Like, this is what it says. And you, like, summarized it. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it came to the point where, like, I think did I come in the morning again? No.
No. Oh, it was after the proposal.
Yeah. So, like, I think initially I put like sticky notes on
them. Yeah, to cover them up.
To cover them up so they wouldn't like look
even
at them.
Even though I was like, you know, we could literally just peel it off, right? That was really funny. That made me laugh.
Yeah.
So were you nervous?
What?
Like, were you shy?
shy
for
what?
Us to read it?
Yes.
Why?
This is for her. Okay, that's only for her. Okay.
That's fine. We can still read it.
Nah, I don't like, you know, I'm not the mushy gushy type. Okay?
Are you shy like that? Amir, we literally talk about TMI, but like we talk about like, you know, bathroom stuff all the time.
I know, but like it's different. I don't know.
What? You're so weird. You don't have to be shy. You don't have to be shy. It's okay.
Well, yeah, that's what I did. I wrote those and then like it built up and then.
It was like, you have to set the scene up. So it was like a walkway. Yeah, it was so a row. As soon as she like walks in.
Oh, yeah.
There's a hallway and it was like a walkway of balloons and then their photos were hanging from the.
Strings of the balloon.
The strings, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, the ribbon.
Strings of, yeah, the ribbons. And funny, actually, the funny thing is that like for that hall of balloons, mm-hmm. I went to, you know, Party City. I got some helium to fill them up, and we filled them up the night before. And then I think Nabat made a comment. She's like, "Don't you think like by tomorrow they'll go down?" I'm like, "Nah, yeah. Like less than 24 hours. Why?" And then literally, I get a message, or someone told me
she sent it to us.
Yeah, that like all the balloons were like halfway down.
Yeah, the helium didn't last, mm-hmm. And so I'll tell you from our side. So yeah. I got there and. We weren't panicking yet. It mm-hmm. was just we had some helium left in the tank, so we basically filled up more balloons with helium so they were extra strong.
Yeah.
And then we had this like sticky adhesive, so we mm-hmm. were sticking all of the weaker balloons to the strong ones, and that's what held it up. And then we were like, they would float. Mm-hmm. And then we actually decided to pull like cut pieces of ribbon and stick it to the ceiling instead of the balloon, so it wasn't weighing it down.
Yeah.
And that actually looked so much better in my opinion.
Yeah, it actually like it made it a lot more. You didn't have to worry about them like being hit.
Exactly.
Like even if someone like taps one of the streams, it doesn't like pull everything down or pull it out of the way. Exactly. So actually, you know, shout out to y'all for that idea. Okay, and it worked out perfectly. Like we had the two rows, and on one side of the hallway was her photos, mm-hmm. and the other side was my photos, like as we were kids growing up. And then eventually, it turned into like us together, like us together there, and then like the. Then when the hallway of balloons finishes, it leads you to the garden, or like the garden of hanging flowers, I guess. Yeah. Like they're just all over the place. We made a bunch of them, and past that, as you walk through that little garden of hanging flowers, was the actual classic, like you had the big loop, the sign in the middle, and you had like the flower streams coming off of it, you know, mushy gushy stuff.
Oh, you won't believe how long that took.
I know that was
because when I got there the night before, mm-hmm. I think it was a lot more of a simpler design, which actually I think we can actually insert photos mm-hmm. for that one. So it started off like this, Exhibit A. You'll see the photo. And me,
I'm probably gonna cover us completely with the photos anyway. So you're not gonna like this.
So when I saw it, I was like. Yeah, Cuba, we could do better. Mm-hmm. And Nabat hated me. And I was like, no, let's just go quickly to Party City and we'll go to Michael's and one more store. I forgot. The dollar store, I think.
Yeah.
So we went to Michael's and Party City mm-hmm. and we bought, because we had to buy the flowers for the strings, right? And I know that you guys bought some, but I was like, we need so much more. So mm-hmm. we bought more flowers. And then we needed more drapery, like the white sheer curtains, because I was like, I think we should cover the whole thing and just mm-hmm. make it look like super.
Whatever y'all did, it worked. It definitely
romantic and just like, nice. You know, and mind you, I have never done this before. I've mm-hmm. never decorated nothing. Like, I was surprised that
For Sada's decorating services coming on soon.
I was surprised it turned out that way. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, Amir has too much faith in us. Like, this is too much pressure. Like, I was nervous.
Yeah.
And so we spent like a good 2 or 3 hours like mm-hmm. building that arch and like making sure that it was perfect. The sign was hanging perfectly. The flowers were mm-hmm. integrated all nice. And then once we had that done, I think you came when we were starting to weave the flowers through, right? Mm-hmm. And then we were like perfect timing because Amir got there at like midnight or 1? Ish? Something around that time. Like it was already pretty late.
Oh, yeah, your place? Oh, yeah, I got there at midnight, yeah.
And so he came right before we started hanging the hanging flowers. Mm-hmm. And we realized that we wanted to cover a bigger space. So we had this like assembly line. Basically, I was the one that was like weaving the flowers through. Mm-hmm. Nabat would give him the sticky thingies and then he would like basically spread them all out and then hang them.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know why, it seems like such a simple thing, right?
It did.
But it took us so long, like mm-hmm. so long. Like I can't even begin to explain how long yeah. it took us. And then the day of,
I never want to put up another hanging flower again. I can't, like, that was traumatic.
The day of, it was like just doing the final touches, so like the balloons, and then cleaning up and like making sure all the garbage is out of the way, because obviously we're not yeah. gonna leave the apartment a mess, right? And then us getting ready, because mm-hmm. we went there with all our stuff to get ready there, mm-hmm. and then also in addition to that, we planned like not really a surprise because she knew about this part, but yeah. it was like an engagement dinner. Mm-hmm.
But she just thought it was gonna be a dinner with all my friends, because the biggest, I guess not biggest, but one of the things about this proposal was like to make sure that she doesn't suspect it, right? Like do it at a time she doesn't suspect it. So we had this whole ploy where we're like, we're gonna go to
Bat's place, the plan,
yeah, to like pick them up, and then the trick was that when we get to their place, instead of Nabat being ready, we'd be like, hey, Nabat would be like, hey, we're not ready yet. Just give us like maybe another 10 minutes. You can come up actually and wait here while we're getting ready.
Did you put the phone on speaker so that she could hear?
It was in the car, so she could hear it already.
Oh, yeah. Good. Because I was like, I hope you put her on speaker.
Yeah. Okay. So it definitely worked. Like she knew that there was going to be some type of proposal, but she didn't know like what day, when it yeah. was going to happen.
Yeah.
So that definitely... like caught her off guard. She was not expecting that, and like it was funny because she had her cousin with her.
Yes, shout out to Nitmat.
Yeah,
so her and I were communicating, and I'm like, I need you to tell me like when you guys are at the bottom of the building, when yeah. you make it to the garage, when you're in the elevator, because we were frantic, like mm-hmm. at this point sweating, and Nitmat's like, okay, we're in the elevator. I was like, guys, into the garbage mm-hmm. chute. So we like, so what we did was yeah. when they were coming up to the apartment, in Hanan's mind, they're coming up to see Nabat, and yeah. is like, oh, you want to check out Nabat's apartment? Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So we hid in the stairwell that's like the door next to the apartment. Mm-hmm. And we were like, what about Nimmat? Like, what do we do with her? So we like had the door open a crack, and I told her, I was like, walk slow behind yeah. them, like let them walk in the front. But she was like, Hanan keeps trying to walk with me. I'm like, push her. I don't care. Like, don't ruin it. So we hear them. We can hear yeah. you guys talking. And so we like had the door open. We yeah. literally grabbed her into the stairwell.
That was the thing.
Did you see?
No, Hanan, like when I was about to push the door open.
Yeah.
Hanan looks back for a second, and she said all she sees is her cousin being pulled into the stairwell.
Was she not scared? Like, oh, shit, what's happening?
She's like, where is she going? And like, and at that point, she's like just trying to process what's happening. And then yeah. she turns around, she's that. And then like she's taken aback by what's going on inside, right?
Yeah, because we hear her saying like, oh, my God. Yeah. And we're like, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And so we let them have their moment. And mm-hmm. we were just like, obviously meeting Nitmat for the first time. We're like, yeah. oh, nice to meet you. Like, we're going to be family. And then all while this is happening, mm-hmm. we also like, I planned the engagement dinner for them.
Yeah.
It was like 20 something people. Mm-hmm. That in and of itself is stress.
Yeah, that was...
because we ordered like we booked a private room-ish situation.
Mm-hmm. Mama Fatma.
Yeah, Mama Fatma and Mississauga, which mm-hmm. honestly was pretty, like, yeah, it was pretty good. It was yeah. very beautiful. Mm-hmm. But like organizing
20 people, I know.
It's a lot. Yeah. And everyone's calling you and texting you. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay.
Shout out to you, shout out to you, okay?
Anything for you, Amir. But you know, it ended up turning out super beautiful, and Hanan got to, you know, see some of the family that she already exactly. knew, but then meet the others, and it was mm-hmm. just like an overall good time, and it was just like nice to yeah. celebrate.
Alhamdulillah, it all worked out.
Yeah.
And that was actually only like maybe 2 or 3 weeks before the nikah too.
Was it not the week before?
No.
2 weeks before. Yeah. 2 weeks before. Yeah.
But alhamdulillah, it all worked out. And like after that proposal went well, mm-hmm. I was actually like less stressed, because culturally, like usually the woman's family is one who plans a lot of the nikah, even though I was like also involved in that as well. So like, but this was like a big thing for me, like just yeah. me planning it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like
yeah.
the next big thing for me to plan was the honeymoon, right?
Yeah.
So that's what my next stressor was. Like, I was less stressed about the nikah than I was about the thing before and after it.
True.
So, but alhamdulillah, we had the nikah. It was crazy
so beautiful.
Hot. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
She did Hanan did a great job of like planning as well. She's an amazing planner.
Yeah.
Like, she was able to get She's like on top of everything. She got like a beautiful like decorator.
Yeah, setup. It looks so nice.
Yeah, it looks so nice. We did this at like the Huttery Center in Dallas.
Yeah, honestly, shout out to them because like I did not expect this. I've never seen it before, yeah. So it was very nice.
It was really nice. The setup was perfect for that, the size that we needed. Mm. And the nikah went well as well.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned, it was really hot, but it did. And you know, I got a nice Porsche for the day.
Amir, you guys, what? Amir was styling. Like my brother and all of the guys, everyone was like taking videos of mm-hmm. him. I'm like, new car, who this?
You know, it's my first time being in a sports car like that.
How was it driving?
It was nice. Getting yeah. it, like after we were leaving, we left with the top down.
Yeah, I know. We did you not see us honking the car?
Yeah, everyone was honking the car as we were driving away.
It was cute.
It was beautiful. We went to like a nice hotel downtown called the Thompson in Dallas, mm-hmm. which was like literally this place was double the size of like the apartments in Toronto. Like this Damn. Place was huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It literally had like. Like one side of it was like the living room. The living room was huge. Yeah. It had a dining room, which was huge.
A dining room?
Yeah, the wow. entering foyer was huge. Fancy. Everything was big inside yeah. there. Double sink, double showers.
You know
showers,
what they say about Texas.
Everything small in Texas? No.
It's not small.
I'm playing. But yeah, alhamdulillah, it all went well. And
side note.
What?
Gizman and I won the bet. We knew you were going to cry at the nikah.
I'm a crier, man. I have to accept it.
Amir
I'm a crier.
Amir is a crier. But yeah. then, you know what
cried,
got me?
I cried at the proposal.
I knew you were going to cry at the proposal. I knew that.
But like ugly cry. Like not ugly cry, but like tears and snot. It was just.
But the so nikah nice. Day, like we saw your dad. We saw you.
Yeah.
You know who got me? Your mom.
Yeah.
Ooh, she was like sobbing. Yeah. And his mom and I were like, oh my God. So she's like, fan her. I'm like, fan her? She's crying.
Yeah, I know.
So I was like, Amir. Yeah, it was cute. And then we were like, no, our makeup. So mm-hmm. we're just sitting there like that. But it was so super cute. I'm just so happy.
It was beautiful. Everything yeah. was beautiful. It went well. We had a nice like brunch the next day as well with the whole family, which went a lot longer than it literally went the whole day.
Yeah. No, like, we were there until like 6 or 7.
Yeah. People were there. And then we had a whole Topgolf. Was it Topgolf the same night?
No, the night before.
Oh, that was the night before. Yeah. We had Topgolf the night before after the nikah. So like it couldn't have gone more perfect than it was, like outside of the crazy heat, and they said it was actually cooler than it normally is,
which is insane.
I cannot even imagine how it can get hotter than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it went well. And then after, immediately after the nikah, like after the brunch, I think it was a day after, yeah, 2 days after,
on the Monday
We took a plane straight to Cancun.
Yeah.
And that was a whole experience in itself.
How was it? Was that your first time in Mexico?
Yeah. It was really nice. Like,
We were all scared for you.
Why?
Because we thought there was a hurricane.
No. The hurricane was way past by that point. Yeah.
Okay, good.
So I thought at least the weather might be affected by it.
Yeah.
But the weather was perfect as well.
Nice. It was probably hot though.
Huh? Actually, it wasn't. It was like, it was hot. It was hot.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't as hot as Dallas.
Really?
It was like the hot that we have here right now.
Okay, that's not bad.
So it's like it's manageable, right?
Yeah.
And what?
I beg to differ about manageable.
Two degrees.
Yeah, I get you.
Especially when you're in Cancun, like you're wearing a lot lighter clothes anyways.
Yeah.
I'm wearing shorts all day, so right now I'm wearing pants. But yeah, the trip was nice. You know, we went horseback riding.
You did horseback riding?
Yeah.
Nice.
But actually I shouldn't even mention the horseback riding.
Why?
It was literally just like a big circle. It was very light. The highlight was actually a cenote.
Oh, you ended up going?
We went to a cenote and
nice.
Like they had like a 20, like an 8 meter, I think it's an 8 meter drop.
Did Hanan jump?
No, she
didn't. I was going to say, she jumped? Yeah.
But you know what? Shout out to Hanan because she does have a thing. I don't know if she wants to. Let's just say that ziplining is not her most enjoyable activity.
Took her ziplining.
But she was a trooper and she actually did it.
She did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Granted, it wasn't like super high.
Yeah.
But still, for someone who does not like heights like that at all, I was very proud of her for doing that and going down and actually like going on multiple of the zip lines and doing it.
Yeah.
That was fun in itself. And then what happened? We had horseback riding, cenote. There was 4 things.
Snorkeling.
Oh, ATVs.
Oh.
Which I was not expecting how... like bumpy ATVs are? Like, you guys did it, right?
Yeah.
The way that we went, like, the track they took us on was super bumpy.
Was it a forest? Like, through the forest?
It was, like, in between the forest. There was a road, like, the Ooh. Dirt road or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was, like, super bumpy. There was, like, water in some places. So, like, there was one point where I got splashed on my back. And thankfully, like, I was smart enough to... I had a tank top, but mm-hmm. I also had, like, a loose open shirt like this kind of shirt, a button down, mm-hmm. but it was like short sleeved. Okay. I had that one on and I was like, you know what, just in case. So I like took it off, I folded it up into like a square and I sat on it and I was like, if I get at least my undershirt wet, I can take that off and put on this one, right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. I didn't just get wet, it got dirt all over it, like all over the back. Yeah.
Oh.
It was disgusting. And like I got it on my shorts too, but thankfully they were swimming shorts.
Okay.
So like when I jumped in the water, they cleaned off anyways. Yeah. Actually, I had to clean it off beforehand as well because did not look cute.
Oh.
And after we did the ATV and the horseback riding and all that, we went to cenote.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because like when you jump in, it's mm-hmm. like a hole. And when you jump in, it's a giant cave on the inside, right?
Oh, that's
with
sick.
Like the rocks hanging from the ceiling and everything.
Yeah.
But inside of there, there's also bats flying everywhere.
That's terrifying.
No, it was actually really fun. And like in the water too, that's you can see like scary. Little fish too.
Yeah.
And they had thankfully like when you jump in, they had like a little wood platform that you could stand on.
Okay.
It was kind of like in the water a little bit, but you could stand on it so you're not like swimming all the time.
Yeah.
Because they suggested to wear a life jacket, but I was like, you know, I don't want to wear a life jacket, especially when we're diving in.
Right.
So I chose not to wear it, but I forgot how like out of season I was for swimming, or how I was not ready to be that active that quickly, yeah. especially after not going to the gym for like multiple weeks at that point.
Or
at
least were you even able to
not
swim?
Not actively. Yeah, I was. Thankfully, like my shoulder issue that I mentioned on the last episode, like has mostly subsided. It still hurts every once in a while and it affects certain movements, but I was able to swim for the most part. And after swimming, I got into the platform and then I swam out the other end to get Hanan. She came in and then we both put on life jackets so we could go into the deeper, darker parts of the cave. Because when you go inside there, you can see the bats up close as they're hanging and you can see them like cleaning themselves. It was amazing. It was actually
you weren't scared. What if they like flew at you?
They actually do like fly right over your head. They're flying everywhere.
Hell,
it was actually really fun. And you see like little fish like flying around, swimming around too.
Is that where you went snorkeling?
No. Snorkeling was the next day.
Oh.
Yeah. So we did that. And after we finished with cenote, they drove us back. This place was like an hour outside of the city. Thankfully, they had a shuttle that took us there.
Yeah.
And then we chilled at the hotel. We had like a nice dinner there too.
How was the seafood? I feel like Mexican
food. Oh, seafood was
good.
Really nice. It was really good. And the next day was snorkeling.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a speedboat that you first take to the snorkeling place. And of course, you know, we were a little late. We were a little bit late, but
did they wait for you?
But no, it worked out in our favor.
Why?
Because I guess since we were late, the group that we were supposed to be with had already kind of gone through their tutorial. So they're already getting onto their boats and whatever. But then the guy, we got like a guy for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they could tell that we were like a new married couple, or whatever, but they gave us an individual guide.
Oh,
he came with us. He's like, okay, he showed us all the ropes. We drove with him alone out into the water. He like they took some like drone shots of us and everything.
That's so cool. Yeah. Did they give you the footage?
Oh, they definitely make you pay. Especially even the cenote place thing, they make you pay. But you know, we're like, it's a honeymoon.
Yeah, right? Get it. Exactly. Did you get the photos back?
We definitely got the photos.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
And then we drove through like this little, you know, in the movies, whenever they're like driving in like not rainforest but like in this type of environment where it looks like the trees are in the water and they're like coming out of the water.
Oh yeah
we were like driving through that like very slowly and like very picturesque.
Yeah.
And then we got to the snorkeling place, which was literally in the middle of the ocean, like just out there's like land. That's you can see scary. Land from like maybe a mile away or a kilometer away, and you just are like, okay, just jump out. Like we have our jackets or life jackets on,
yeah,
and they give you flippers, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, jump out, there's like a rope around the area that you can go in, and they're like, see that black stuff over there? Just swim towards that. That's where the coral reef is. So, yeah. So you like jump in.
Did they give you like the snorkeling
gear? They give you the snorkeling gear.
Okay
it took us a minute to get used to that, and then we just started swimming towards it, and you see like small fish here and there, and then you get to the actual coral reef, yeah. You see a bunch, hundreds of fish. It's everywhere. Really? Yeah, like schools of fish just swimming around. Gosh. Like there was one point where we were swimming back, and like there's a school of fish just started swimming around us and like going past us, and we were like trying to reach out and touch them. It was amazing.
That's actually so cool.
Yeah, we kind of got scared at one point though, because the guy that we were with, we were first just two boats, right? Mm-hmm. But then when we were ready to go, we were kind of tired at this point. We look back and we're like, our boats are not where they used to be. And then we're like, literally for like 20 minutes, we're searching for this boat. And eventually realized that he actually reconnected his boat and our boat to the group that was initially at the beach. Yeah, I mean, at the place we left from.
Right.
And we thought, oh, we were going to go back with them as a crew. But thankfully, he actually took us again alone all the way back.
Yeah.
And as we were going back, we noticed that we were going like on a different path from everyone else. Mm-hmm. And he actually took us through a spot where it was like very tight. Like, you know, those tree things. It was almost like literally the size of the boat.
Yeah.
That's how wide this space was to like go between. He took us into like a very like, it's almost like a secret spot.
Okay.
Right?
Secluded, and you mean?
Secluded, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were just driving there. It was very peaceful, it was very nice. We were able to take some nice photos and videos there. And finally, when he took us back, mm-hmm. we're like, were we supposed to go that way? Like, is that Norway? He's like, no, you know, usually whenever it's just like one or two people, it's more manageable. So we take them through this like more secret. So that's why I say it actually that's worked so out nice. For us.
Yeah, you guys got a better experience.
Exactly.
You got your money's worth.
Exactly. And there's definitely cost a pretty penny, you know. I'm literally not gonna look at how much this whole
don't worry about
month
it.
Cost.
Don't budget I, who just yeah listen.
Forget budget right now.
The one time that you don't have to worry about a budget is when you get married and when you're traveling.
Yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm. I was not looking at. I was like, just charge it to the car, and that was our day of snorkeling. And then after that, we were supposed to go to a place called. Isla Mujeres, which is called Island of Women, which people told us to go to. It has some like nice shops and it's supposed to be like a very nice place. But we were like, you know what? We came here to relax.
Yeah.
So we're like, we're at a resort. Yeah. Why not take advantage of that, right? So we literally just stayed at the resort. We went to the pool. We went swimming.
Did you get a chance to get massages?
Yeah, we got. Well, it was funny enough because we booked a spa that same day.
Yeah.
And like, we were inside there. We got a couple's massage. We were together.
Nice. Yeah.
And then I didn't realize this, but apparently I fell asleep like halfway through.
You would.
And, like they, and I wake up and they're like, okay, we're done. And then
you Hanan.
I got a good, I was awake for a majority of it. Right?
Yeah.
And then Hannah's like, yeah, you're totally like just snoring. And she said they all started laughing.
But that was you at the brunch too.
Huh?
You knocked out. Yeah. Like brunch?
I was tired, man.
Yeah.
It was a crazy week, man. But that was a good, like, way to relax. It wasn't our last full day, I believe. Or was it? Oh, yeah, it was, actually. Because we were only there for two full days. Huh?
Was that the Wednesday?
Yeah, that was the Wednesday, right?
Okay.
And the reason that we didn't go to Isla Mujeres is because we were kind of sort of on a time constraint. We basically have to rush the island if we wanted to do it, right? Because that night, we went to a place, shout out to Aisha, my sister, because she actually recommended a place called Ilios, which is a Greek restaurant that is more, honestly, it's more than just a restaurant. It's a whole experience.
Yeah.
Because that night, you know, it said wear like formal attire. So we went there, dressed up really nicely in our, she got a dress. I had my like nice polo shirt on with these pants that I'm actually wearing right now with a belt and all that. We were looking, you know, she was looking better, but you know, we were both looking nice. And we pulled up and I told them specifically, like, we just got married. I'd like a nice view. Mm-hmm. And Aisha actually mentioned like this place has a good view.
Yeah.
And as they're walking us into the restaurant, like everybody's like in like Greek attire. Like the guys are wearing like these, like their suit jacket, not suit jackets, but their serving attire is like looks like some Roman inspired material.
Okay.
And the women are wearing like those, like, you know the what they're wearing in that movie Hercules, the Disney one,
like the togas.
No, yeah, like the women, you know how they're wearing like that, look, those sash kind of clothing, they're wearing that and stuff. and we sat down. They gave us a nice spot. Literally, they set up our chair where, like, it was a table, mm-hmm. and our two of our seats are facing outwards to, like, the view, and you could see the sun. It was, like, at the perfect... I booked it at 7 o'clock, and the sun goes down at 7:30. Nice. So you got, like, the nice red sun coming down. It was, like, the perfect setup.
Yeah.
And, again, I was not looking at the prices. This place, let's just say, if you're going to go here, it's a little pricey, okay? But it's worth it because their service... was amazing.
Yeah,
they gave you like they get our server was like super on point, like literally to the point where I think she like dropped her what do you call that thing
the napkin
and even before she could go down to pick it up, someone came, picked it up, and gave her a new one.
Like,
that's how fast the service was.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and, like, we ordered these fish, and mm-hmm. she ordered octopus. We got, like, all this, like, beautiful, amazing food. We got, they gave us, like, complimentary, you know, the complimentary bread and and the dips and all that stuff. And then the sun goes down. Mm-hmm. We got that. And actually, when you first got in, the shades were down, so you couldn't see outside.
Oh.
And immediately as we sat down, like, you see the shades are going up, and that's when it reveals the sun.
Stop.
It was literally like you could not have planned it more perfectly. I was like, damn, I did a good job here.
Not you taking credit.
And, yeah, we ordered our food, and that's when the show starts, right?
There's a show?
There's a whole thing going on. I did not expect this part. Mm-hmm. I just start hearing, because the guy, I knew immediately that there's a DJ in front of us too. I knew immediately he was Lebanese. He was just playing straight up like Lebanese tracks all night, like Arab tracks all night. And it kind of helped with the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like every single person there was celebrating something.
Yeah.
Because almost every few minutes, there would be the workers, those ladies I mentioned. First off, they look like they were 7 feet tall, but then I realized because they're wearing platforms and like there's one guy them and they had like the sprinklers and everything.
The sparklers
and they have the cake and all that.
Yeah.
And they bring that out. And they did that at least when we were there, like at least like 15 to 20 times.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Almost every table. And they actually did it for us.
I was going to say, did they do it for you guys?
Yeah, eventually they did it for us
too.
That's
cute.
To celebrate our marriage.
Yeah.
And on top of that, every like maybe 30 minutes to 45 minutes, like there were these two dancers, like belly dancers come out. I was not expecting this, okay? I did not know about this, okay?
It's fine.
They came out and they were doing their thing. The only thing is like, you know, from trauma from the past, I just hope that they did not choose me.
You're always the victim. I don't know why.
Sarah knows about these traumatic events, okay?
But we're not
going to speak on those.
Okay, we won't
speak. And then there's a part where they started doing the you know that like Greek song where like how does that Greek song go?
That's the Jewish song.
Yeah, I know. But there's another one.
I know, it's in my head.
Oh my God, why am I not remembering it
now? Where they smash the plates, right?
Yeah, they started doing that, but before they started doing that, like it's basically this place turned into a club at this point.
Yo,
like people were going crazy. They gave every single person sparklers.
Yeah,
and like we were all like it was like holding sparklers up, and then all the servers like stood in front and like started linking arms, and they started doing like the kick left to right.
Yeah,
and they actually started getting some of the guests in on it as
That's
well.
That's so fun.
And then they start going around to each table and they start giving us ceramic plates or like clay plates.
Yeah.
It costs money, of course, but they gave us a clay plate.
They charge you to break
a
plate.
And then they like open these giant boxes in the front that these people were standing on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go in there and you start like smashing plates. You go, oppa! And you start throwing these plates in.
That's fun, though.
There was a lot. There's probably even stuff that I'm forgetting that because there's so much that was going on.
Yeah.
We were there for 3.5 hours.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like standard dinner time, I guess.
But like, yeah, it was...
They just made sure that you were entertained the whole time.
Exactly. It didn't feel like it. We ate a lot.
Yeah,
good. We did not look at that. I did not look at that bill as much as I should.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm not worried about it. But we definitely did order a little too much, okay? Because they gave us cake, right, mm-hmm. for celebrating us. But I ordered cake myself as well.
I knew you would.
So that was... But the cake was amazing. Yeah, it was like a chocolate mousse cake.
Ooh.
It was really nice, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was the highlight of the whole trip, just that whole experience there.
Okay.
So that was really nice. And I didn't have to leave. The thing that sucked is that her plane was like at like 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But mine got delayed till 9 p.m. Yeah. So I didn't get into Toronto until 2:30.
That's why you didn't call.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, why don't you call? How'd you get home? Uber? What?
I had my car at a...
Oh, you parked there.
Yeah, I parked there. Yeah, so so I had it at that place. They dropped me off. I didn't get home till 4 a.m.
That's wild. Yeah,
and of course, I didn't take the next day off. But I did work from home. I worked from home.
Are you insane?
No. I slept on the whole flight. What?
That's crazy.
I know.
I contemplated taking the next day off.
But it worked out. It worked out, okay? And actually, there was a couple things I forgot to mention. Oh, my God.
What?
If you go to, I don't know what these bugs were. If you go to Cancun, mm-hmm. make sure you're covered in bug spray.
Why?
And like mosquito spray. I don't even know if they were mosquitoes. I've gone camping, everything. I barely get mosquito bites. Almost sometimes I never get them, or I don't get them. This trip,
when we were going back, alive?
When we were going back, I didn't realize it. But the next day, when we were leaving, mm-hmm. I looked at my legs. I literally had like 20 bites on me all over
my feet.
Are
they still there?
There's like four next to each other. There's like three next to each other on the other side of my foot. My feet were eaten up because I was wearing sandals, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My legs were eaten up. My arms had like bites on them too. And the thing is that I never saw one mosquito.
They probably get you when you're not.
But the thing is, they have a different type of fly. I forget what the name is. I think it's called like a flea fly or a sand fly. That is even smaller, and they're faster, and they also bite.
Oh my God. Ugh.
And apparently they're everywhere because I had bites all over my body. Like that was the one negative downside of it. Yeah. But the thing is that I didn't realize it was happening until the day we were leaving.
Is it itchy?
Oh, it was crazy itchy. I was suffering at one point from how itchy it was, especially when I got back.
Did it go away now?
They might still be there. I'm not sure.
Oh no.
Yeah. But they've definitely like gone down to where I don't feel them as much anymore.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But yesterday, I was walking, I had shoes on, and they were like the shoes were just at the height where the cuts were, and they was like rubbing up against it. I was suffering, man. Yeah, that was a whole thing. But alhamdulillah, the trip was amazing.
Good.
Everything went exactly as I planned it to.
Good.
We got room service.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, breakfast in bed. Perfect.
Top tier.
The one thing also to keep in mind is that it's in Mexico, and you shouldn't assume that just because it's at a resort that everyone knows English very well. Because I was ordering some stuff from what do you call it again?
The menu?
From room service.
Yeah.
And the lady did not, you know, granted, it's her right. She didn't know English the best. So, like, it literally took like 20 or 30 minutes to even make the order. And then when we got the order, there were like things missing and stuff. But we learned the next day. I read the menu in Spanish to her. And we were able to get it.
Yeah, doesn't Hanan speak Spanish a little bit?
Well, the thing is in the menu. Yeah, yeah, she also does. Hanan, she's very smart. She knows French. She knows Spanish. Like,
yeah.
If she can conversate in that language pretty well, actually. Mm-hmm. I was very surprised by that. And like seeing it in person.
Yeah.
But thankfully, like a lot of times in the wherever you are in Mexico or in Cancun, in this case specifically, they have the English, but they also have the Spanish. Like, or usually they'll have the Spanish first and then the English after. So if you want to make it clear to the person, you can just say it, you can read it off in Spanish to them.
Yeah.
Which I did the next day for room service, and that everything came out perfectly then.
Oh, good.
They actually gave us a little too much. But alhamdulillah, that was, you know, it's our honeymoon, you know?
Yeah.
It's time to indulge, exactly. Right? So that exactly. worked out perfectly. The other thing, the prices, when I was leaving from the airport, the prices in Cancun Airport are literally, it's almost literally robbery. I was like, first, because on the trip, we were converting everything to U.S. dollars.
Oh, okay.
But then I forgot, I'm not U.S. I don't use U.S. dollars,
I don't know
dollars,
why
right?
you were doing that.
Yeah, so when I started converting everything, I was like, because in American dollars, it's like 18.50 mm-hmm. To 1 peso. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, 18.50 pesos to $1. And Canadian, it's like 13 pesos to $1, right?
Okay.
So it doesn't seem that significant, but when you start doing the calculations and you get into the hundreds, it's very significant, right?
Yeah.
So I bought a few things from the convenience store in the airport, like a drink, some water, and a drink. And I started doing the calculation. I was like, how much is this? For one can of pop, it was $4. Yeah. And for like the bottle of water, it was like $5-6.
That's wild.
And then after I realized how much that was, I started like calculating everything else. For like a Reese's bar, you know, the chocolate Reese's bar, it was $14.
Don't tell me you bought that.
I didn't. Okay. I didn't buy anything after that, except for because I was there. I don't know if I already mentioned this, but oh yeah, my flight was delayed till 9 p.m. because I was at the airport. I had to drop off Hanan, right?
Yeah.
So, and she left at 3. She had her flight at 3 p.m. So we were there by like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
So you stayed there the whole time?
I was at the airport for 9 hours.
Why wouldn't you just leave?
What?
Why wouldn't you just
leave? Where am I going to go?
To a nearby restaurant or something.
In outside of the airport?
Yeah.
No, because I had to drop off my car by 3 p.m.
Oh.
Yeah, because we picked it up. So if I went past that,
yeah,
it would have counted as the next day.
Gotcha.
So... but what I did that was smart is that I did go to a local gas station and mm-hmm. I got like some food from out there,
okay,
which made it was a little bit cheaper. I got like a sandwich, tuna sandwich, got two tuna sandwiches and all that. And I took that into the airport.
What? You didn't learn your lesson from Australia with what? The tuna sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, they filled these pretty well.
Okay, good.
So that worked out.
Good.
So that was a whole thing in itself. So how long have we been going off? Okay, good. We're good. We're good on timing. Yeah. But yeah, thankfully that all the flight worked out well. It's just those prices were ridiculous. So actually, one last thing is that before I left, I did get very hungry because my last meal was like 6-7 hours ago.
Yeah.
So like, you know what? This is my last time here in Mexico. I'm just going to buy one thing. Unfortunately, there's no fish options available from where I was, especially at that time. Like, the airport was basically closing down. I think the flight that I was getting on was literally one of the last flights that day.
Dang.
So everything was closing down except for this one burger spot.
Mm-hmm.
And the burgers, I was like, please say Wagyu. Please, like, say something like that so I can have, like, some halal. It wasn't. So I was like, okay, I guess I got to get a veggie burger, right?
Yeah. Was it good?
It was good. But guess how much it cost me for a veggie burger and fries?
It's probably like $30.
$35.
Insane.
And it wasn't like a thick patty. It wasn't like a lot of...
Was it one patty?
It was like one patty. And I couldn't even eat half the sandwich. $35 for... I know.
That's not fair.
And I couldn't even eat half the sandwich because it was like... They had this thick piece of tomato in it. And if you don't know
me... Just take out the tomato. I don't
like
tomatoes.
Yeah, but then that made it like half a sandwich. Like, it was less. It like the burger felt significantly lighter after that. But the fries were good, so
yeah.
You know, it was a good last meal.
Yeah.
Before I left, it definitely helped me over because after I ate that, I got on the flight, knocked out. I was done.
Fair.
Yeah, like for straight, it was a 5-hour flight.
Yeah.
And which I was surprised how long that flight was.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up like, I think I watched something. We were sitting on the tarmac for so long that the stuff that I downloaded on my phone, I was able to finish that before we even took off.
Yeah.
I went to sleep, woke up like 30 minutes before we were supposed to land.
Dang.
So yeah, and thankfully because of that, when I got home at like 4 a.m.
yeah,
I got in a good like 3-4 hours of sleep before okay. I had to wake up to actually start working. So
I, can't
I got a full night's rest,
I guess.
Yeah, and yeah, so alhamdulillah, everything worked out perfectly, and now I'm married.
I can't wait for you guys to see the vlog.
Hopefully, yeah.
You know what? We were talking about this before because I know mm-hmm. we were in the middle of uploading our Australia trip,
mm-hmm.
but I think Amir's nikah takes a little bit of precedence.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to put that one on pause for a little bit.
So the Australia trip will be to be continued later on.
Yeah,
but Amir's gonna work his magic and exactly. edit the vlog footage.
And honestly, that was a big part why it took me so long. It's taking me so long to like come out with the vlogs.
Yeah,
is because immediately after the Australia trip, I had to start planning for the proposal,
mm-hmm.
the and the nikah, and then also
the honeymoon
and it's a lot of other stuff that you're also planning and getting together and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So it kind of delayed a lot of my editing and I kind of just like do things quickly, clearly with the last episode being outside. So yeah. So, that was the whole experience of getting married, I guess.
How do you feel? Do you feel any different?
I feel different in that, like, now I know that people know that I'm married and I'm still getting, like, congratulations from it.
Yeah.
So.
You feel like your secret isn't a secret anymore?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what it is, right? So getting used to that. I'm definitely overwhelmed. I need to reply to a lot of people. So if I haven't replied yet, hopefully by the time this comes out, I've replied to everyone.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a good thing because it means a lot of people care. A lot of people care to message. So
yeah.
But it does take a while. Okay, so alhamdulillah, you know, Sara, I got Sara here who can reply for me on my behalf as well. Because I am thankful for everyone who's been replying. I have been seeing the messages, just like no time to reply.
Yeah.
And now it's just a matter of like, I'm not moving, guys. Remember, I'm staying here, right? So now it's just a matter of getting all that situated now, right?
Exactly.
Like taking next steps to bring her here.
Yeah.
And start our life together here. And, you know, she is still needs to get used to the city. So it's almost like, we're going to be a tourist in our own city for a bit.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot. The city has a lot to offer. I know we kind of talk shit about it all the time.
I specifically.
Yeah.
Amir loves Toronto.
I like
it's
it.
Love hate.
It's I like it for all the things that it offers, right? I know the prices can be a little crazy.
Yeah.
And maybe things might get better. It might be getting better in a few years, inshallah. We'll see.
We'll see.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see where this journey takes me from here.
Right? Inshallah.
Inshallah. And that only took like an hour and 7 minutes. Okay, that's good. Yeah, right?
Anyways, I know y'all want to know more about Amir's nikah. So if you're not already subscribed, you better hit that subscribe button. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to miss the vlog. And then too bad, so sad, right?
So. Yeah. So just, yeah, watch out. Check out for the vlog soon. Inshallah, I'll have it all put together. It's going to be like, I'm still getting used to editing vlogs in general.
Yeah.
And I just want to do this one right.
Yeah.
So if it does take me longer, just be patient. It will come out. Thankfully, now it doesn't take me that long to edit the podcast since I've gotten used to it. This one's probably going to take a little bit longer because of adding all the videos and pictures. I don't know how much of the videos and pictures I can add, but I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
But until then, thank you again for watching and listening, and thank you for all the love and support that I've gotten from everyone. And we'll talk. Wait. Oh yeah. Sorry. Like Sarah said, subscribe to the channel. Follow us on all the platforms. So you can follow us on this journey. I could talk a lot more about like, inshallah, I could talk more about like the process of marriage and like courting.
Yeah.
And all
I didn't
stuff.
Get to put you on the hot seat properly. I wanted you to tell your story first.
There's a lot that I learned in this past year that I feel like I want to pass on to people who are going. I know I'm still new to being married, but like the process of getting here.
Yeah.
I feel like I learned a lot. There's a lot that we went through and like had to figure out, and there's a lot to convey here or to pass on to you guys. So inshallah, if you stick around, you'll able to get that. And now there's a whole side of like topics we can cover because of this. And inshallah, you know, Sara, we're working on her too. You know, Hanan actually.
Did she tell you?
She said, you know, she set up a couple good things. I'm just saying, you know.
Let's not talk.
Okay. So. Okay. We'll see y'all later.
Bye.
NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.